You're listening to the Pixie Dust Fan Podcast. Hi, I'm Francine.
And I'm Carrie.
We're two best friends who can't stop talking, usually about Disney stuff.
Sometimes we have fascinating guests, and sometimes it's just us, but it's always positive and fun.
We're happy to have you join our chat. Thanks for listening, and let's get started. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Fran.
Are you all recovered from our podcast about Harry Potter?
Yeah, I am.
Let me ask.
A lot of
feedback.
Got a lot of comments about that, eh?
Just a few. Yeah, we did have some people reaching out, correcting us about the name of the tree and different things like that that we may have messed up.
Yeah. What do they expect really from us? Like that's.
Yeah. You know what? I think you and I have set the bar pretty low in terms of
what everything.
Yeah. If you're looking for an intelligent synopsis of anything, this is not the podcast.
Exactly. You need to find some other podcast to listen to.
You need to. Here you just get our opinions and yeah, that's pretty much it. So how are things, Carrie?
Great. Mm-hmm.
At work, when people say to me, how are things, I go, I'm living the dream.
living the dream. I know, I have a friend at work that says, and I love it when she says it, living the dream. So good.
Yeah,
we're living the dream. Nothing, the same old over here. Got, you know, a bunch of stinky cats and
yeah,
you know, every day's a, you know, a scoop in the litter box.
Yeah.
Kibble and litter over here. That's pretty much the highlights on a regular day.
Very exciting. Yeah. Now, when this episode goes live, you and I will both be coming home from our trip.
Yay!
And then we can start the trip reports and the discussions about all of that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Next episode.
So it'll be a little bit an exciting one.
Yes.
Although this one might be exciting. It might, like, look what our hair, like, Harry Potter episode was fun.
It was. Like,
that was a fun episode.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing is now I'm getting a lot of pressure to watch another one.
Yeah. You need to watch all of them. But anyways.
Let's not get carried away with all. I'm thinking another one, like one more or something like that.
But if you only watch another one and you don't want to watch all of them, then like I think that once you get into it, then you'll want to watch them all.
Yeah, well, because I can't skip ahead. Like people are like, well, watch the fourth one. And I'm like, but I can't. Then I skip 2 and 3. Like the kid's going to go from 8 years old to 15. I can't do that.
Right. So you just need to watch them all.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll try. I also have to watch Wish. That's out on Disney, but I haven't even watched that yet.
Yeah, I didn't watch that either. Times have changed. I used to always like go to every Disney movie like on opening night pretty much. And
yeah. Now. Or even like opening day on the streaming. Look at us. That's terrible. Backers. They're gonna
so
revoke,
we call ourselves
our Disney.
Fans.
I know they're gonna revoke our Disney passes. I'll tell you though,
they're not gonna revoke our Disney passes nor our Disney Plus because we pay for it.
Yeah, that's true. They're probably like, look at these guys. They pay us all this money and they don't even sign in. Free money. Yes. So today's episode, Carrie, we had a couple of things. Well, so we were going to do the whole episode on Magic Kingdom expansions.
Yeah.
But then there was also some news about the DAS, so the Disability Access Service. So we thought we'd touch on that as well. What should we do first?
I don't know.
Which one should we talk about first?
Podcast host choice.
Okay, so I think the Disability Access Service, I don't think it's not a full episode. It depends, you know, Carrie and I again could talk about squirrels eating peanuts for an hour and a half. So yeah. She's just shaking her head at me and like, what? So there were updates to the Disability Access Service that were announced, but this always makes me, I'm like, what? So the Disability Access Service is for people who have a disability that need help for waiting in lines. And I think over the years, it has been widely abused. I think we all know that. I don't think it's, you know, like, I think people who didn't, quote unquote, need it, got it. And what it did was it allowed you to almost book your time and then return to the lightning lane without paying for the lightning lane. It's a decent synopsis, right?
But now, but also, like, during COVID and with the app, you have to do a video chat and all that stuff to be approved. Whereas yes. before, I think you used to just go to the park and like stand at the window and they couldn't ask too many questions and they gave you your passport and you're off to the races.
Yeah. It was even less restrictive before COVID. And then they introduced this whole, so you do like a video chat with a one-on-one cast member and you tell them what your issues are and why you feel you need assistance. And then they determine whether or not you qualify for the DAS. However, like they're only allowed to ask you so many questions, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Right. So it's all kind of up to the cast member's discretion. And, you know, I think it's a very tough system, because then how do you know, like, people could say whatever they want, which I think was part of the was a problem. So I read somewhere online today that the use of the Disability Access Service has increased 3 times. So it's 3 times as many people using it as there was before COVID. That's insane.
Yeah.
So then all that does is it backs up the lightning lanes. So then it kind of impacts the people who are paying for those lightning lanes, like the people who have paid for Genie. And then it impacts the standby line too. So I agree they had to do something.
And so what exactly did they say the changes were that they were going to
here's allow the kicker. It
for? Uh-oh.
They didn't really say a whole time.
It wasn't really, like, I did see it online and I did read it and I don't know. Yeah, like, I think, and when you said you wanted to talk about it, I was like, wasn't it just like a couple of sentences in an announcement? Yes. Like, did they really give us a lot of information to kind of really
deep
dive into this?
Well, that's the thing. And I think that's the
Is it more topic. more information to follow?
Yes. Right. Yeah. So they kind of alluded to the fact that really it would be the DAS would be for developmental disabilities like autism or similar. So, and they limited the number of people. So it's for your immediate family or maximum of 4 people, including the person with the DAS. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of outcry online about that. Also, you can't request it when you get to the park in Walt Disney World. You absolutely have to do the video chat. There's no way around it. So there's no face-to-face interaction with the cast member, which leaves me wondering, was there problems with face-to-face cast member interaction with these things? Maybe that's why they decided to do it online. But I think it's interesting that they kind of dropped this bombshell that we're restricting it more and then didn't really give much information. Because, like, don't you wonder, are they testing the waters?
Yeah, to see, like, what the public reaction is.
Yeah, because they say we're going to get more information in May. But did they drop this and then now they're sort of gathering information before they give us specifics about what's changing and what the criteria is?
See how deep they want to go or how far
exactly.
They want to go. Was there something about that there's going to be another type of, like, if you need to leave the line, like a return time? Did I see that or did...
I did see something, and I don't know whether that was people talking about it or whether it was official Disney. Like, you know, the minute they announced it, like it was on news stations and stuff too. Like this wasn't like just like the Disney blogger community, but this was picked up by like KLM, blah, 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 all those like news stations.
Like but, if you had to leave to go to the washroom, there was going to be something in place to hold your spot, or I don't know how they would do that. Or,
but how did I saw that and I was thinking, okay, so that's good. But then how do you do that?
And like
so
put your hand up and a cast member comes with a stand and then they put it in your place while you run to like, the washroom and then come back.
Here's fake Franny in line. And then when you come back, like, are you saying to all these people, excuse me, I had to pee. Excuse me. Am I just telling the 7,000 people in line that I have to walk past? I have to go to the bathroom. I have a small bladder.
Exactly. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
I can't figure that one out.
That one's a bit tricky.
So I thought I saw, but yeah, I wasn't sure if it was actually the official news or if someone had just said it, but I thought I saw something like that. And that's where I was more like, huh? Like, how are they going to do that?
Well, because before things like Crohn's disease and all those kind of things, they all qualified. And I think that's the speculation now that if they're saying that it's developmental, like autism or similar, that would remove all of those people from qualifying. Which is very interesting.
All the cues are like, I don't know, like all, maybe it's, I don't know. I don't get how they could provide an option for you to, all the cues are different, like for people to be able to leave and come back.
And they're narrow too. Like you would have to, you'd be like, excuse me. Yeah. And then how do they tell the difference between you and a line jumper?
I don't know. I think they're going to have a fake Franny. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. They're going to have cast members and they're going to give you like a, it's like a stand, like a placeholder.
So that nobody escorts you, because
really, like, what happens when you like when I know when we're at like a Disney event, like the pin trading events and stuff like that, like you're in line and everybody's waiting, and like you pretty much have to like make eye contact and like talk straight to somebody to say hi. I'm leaving the line for a second. You've noticed that I've been here since 7 o'clock, just like you. This is my friend Carol. This is my other friend. This is my other friend. I'm with all of these guys. I'm gonna go to the washroom right now. I'll be right back. You have to say it to like everybody that's in front of you and behind you, because heaven forbid if you sneak away to go to the bathroom and come back. Then, like every single person around that was around you was like, you weren't here before. And you're like, I was. And they call you, they say that you're beaten in the line and all that stuff. So, I think, I don't know. Maybe it's something on the app.
I just maybe think it like makes
a virtual hologram. Hey, this is how it's going to work. So you're in the line and you've been in the line forever. You got to go to the bathroom. So the app, you're going to go into the app and there's going to be a button called, it's going to be called hologram
hall pass
hologram whatever pass. And then you're going to like go, and then on the app is you're going to leave your phone on the ground and it's going to scan you so it knows what you look like, just like in Flight of Passage, and then you leave the phone on the floor and then a hologram of yourself is going to come up, so then people are going to see, they're going to think you're still there.
Yes.
When you went to the bathroom.
Your friends are going to keep talking to it.
They're going to keep talking to you. And then you come back and you pick up your phone and you put the hologram away.
And then you
wait in line. I think that's probably the technology they're going to do.
There's going to have to be.
Yeah. I'm confident that they're going to be able to do that sort of technology.
They're going to have to do something.
That's how it's going to work.
Yep. I'm interested to see like all the rules and stuff when they come out with it. I kind of wish they just went the way the Universal does.
Mm.
Universal has a third party. You have to go. You have to get a doctor's note. You got to apply for this card. And then you submit that card to Universal. And they assess whether or not you qualify in their parks. But that's after you've done that whole rigmarole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Disney did say that they were bringing in some health center to help the cast members determine. So I wonder if they're just going to be more rigid and stringent. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
It just makes sense to me. Like, why wouldn't you want it to be a third party and take you right out of the equation?
And I think that's an interesting job for a cast member. Like, having a health center or somebody like do the, like, do the interviews or do whatever. It is kind of weird that like that could be your job that you're determining that for somebody.
It's just odd. So
Mm-hmm.
I guess more to come on that. I just think I think the way Disney does this now with the little bit of news here and a little bit of news there and all of this, I think that they drop these little bits to see what the reaction is, and then they can gauge how far they want to take this or not.
Yeah, well, and we, yeah, Disney doesn't tell us the news until they're ready to tell us the news. So, but yeah,
Exactly.
exactly. So, you know, if imagine if they would have put out every minute detail
Oh,
today,
yeah.
and then they had to go back and say, oh, okay, well, we're gonna change it. Like that,
Yeah.
they don't do that. Like we don't, they don't do that. So,
Right. When they come out with the rules, they're sticking to the rules. They're not gonna, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's been a bit of a sensitive topic online.
For sure.
Yeah. Although, you know, it just it's yeah. So that's the news on the Disability Access Service. More to come, more to come.
If you're a Disney fan, then you should listen to Carrie and Fran. They laugh and chat and help you make a plan if you're going to Walt Disney World or Disneyland, and you will become a Pixie Dust fan.
All right, our second topic for the podcast, which was the OG first topic, which is the expansion at the Magic Kingdom.
Right, the expansion they told us about a while back, but we still have no details
We
about.
have no details whatsoever, except that it's beyond Thunder Mountain. Is that what they're calling it? I keep
I
seeing
don't
online,
know.
I think they keep calling it Beyond Thunder Mountain or something, because it's supposed to be a big parcel of land similar to the size of Galaxy's Edge behind Thunder Mountain. So you know when you walk up that path, there used to be a great smoking area there. At the bottom of Thunder Mountain. But if you just keep walking, I guess it's all in there. Isn't that where the bear was, though? I guess the bears won't be there when they develop the land, but
I guess.
remember when the bear was around?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was back up in there. But
Wasn't it on
anyway.
Tom Sawyer Island?
Oh, maybe it was on the island. So back in there, Magic Kingdom. Expansion. The question of the day for the podcast episode is, what do you hope is there? Carrie, I'll let you go first.
What they're going to develop there?
Yeah, what do you hope they put there? What would, if you could be in charge of the development in the back of Thunder Mountain, what would you do?
Nothing is what I would do.
Carrie, why?
Because Magic Kingdom's Magic Kingdom, like leave it the way that it is. It's a classic. It's Walt's second Magic Kingdom, not the original Magic Kingdom, because that's a Disneyland. It's Walt's second Magic Kingdom because he couldn't make the first one the right way, right? Isn't that what you say? So they
That's what
had
I
to make
always
it
say.
again and make
Yes.
it all better. And it's a classic. It's got the castle. It is what it is. People have been going since 1971 to this most magical place. So why can't we leave that alone and do something else somewhere else? Like there's Animal Kingdom, there's
Really?
Hollywood Studios.
You just
Leave
wouldn't
Epcot
touch it.
alone. No, what they need to do is put a Muppet Land over at Hollywood Studios. That's pretty much the only thing that I want to change in the Walt Disney World Resort. So yes, I don't know. I guess I could dream of some things that it could be there, but I don't know. I like the idea of keeping Magic Kingdom the way that it is.
Really? See,
Yeah.
I'm quite happy for them to change it, because I think that was part of his whole reason for the Central Florida project was
Yeah, but he's
the
got like
size.
lots more space. Build another theme park then.
So you just
Skip the
wouldn't
gate.
touch Magic Kingdom. I want to see them have
You're
some
busy
place to
enough as
push people.
it
I know, and that's what I mean. Then you could disperse. So what I'm hoping is the same crowds are in the Magic Kingdom, but now there's more places for them to go, so
No,
that
they're
feels
all in
less
one
crowded.
land. So that new land that comes is going to be full, and you're not going to be able to ride anything for 5 years in it.
Well, it's so bizarre how ununified some of the wait times are. I was looking at wait times today, and the Jungle Cruise was 80 minutes. Peter Pan was 55. So the Jungle Cruise was more than Peter Pan. Guess how much Pirates was?
15.
Five. 5 minutes. How on earth is the Pirates that is right next to the Jungle Cruise? How do we go from 80 minutes to five? Like, we're not doing a good job of crowd disbursement at all. And that sounds like a problem to me with like the Genie Plus scheduling, things like that. So let's hope they figure it out before they build whatever's coming. But
I think we know what it's like when something's new at a D Walt Disney World theme park.
True, true.
Anyways,
I can't. So
so
you
what?
would not put anything in it because I know you're not thrilled they put Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland because you
Yeah.
feel like that below. You think they should have put that in California Adventure?
I think they should have just done it in Florida and left it out of California completely.
Oh,
I kind of
really?
agree that they, I kind of know the ones that agree that, like, why put it in both spots? Or put it in California and not put it in Florida. Like,
Bite
there's
your
so many
tongue.
different IPs out there that they could build. Like, everyone would always say, remember people would say they would love to have Cars Land at Hollywood Studios? I don't want
Yeah.
Cars Land at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, I
Like, Cars Land,
desperately want Cars
California.
Land at Hollywood
Like, so
Studios.
I think I like the idea more so of doing something that's not in the North America theme park, something.
So I would, you know, what I'm gonna say. Guess what I'm
Yeah.
gonna say.
Ba, 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 ba. No,
Come
Zootopia. Don't try anything. It's Zootopia.
on, let's put Zootopia in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
Done.
I don't think that I think they should put that at like Animal Kingdom.
But then I have to go to Animal Kingdom more.
Well, that's a good reason.
Maybe. So I'm okay if they put Zootopia at Animal Kingdom, but I want like a full land. Not, you know, we're just going to throw Judy Hopps out for signing autographs. I want a full land that is comparable to Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge, Toy Story Land. Like, I want a full land.
Yeah.
So that's what I want. If I don't get Zootopia there in Magic Kingdom, which I think it could go, I would put it more maybe along the lines of Fantasyland. I don't know that it belongs in the back of Big
Doesn't
Thunder.
really fit. It doesn't fit.
No,
You
but
know?
it's almost like walking out of Galaxy's Edge into Toy Story Land. That's even like a weird transition.
No, but not the transition, just it fitting in. I don't think it fits in Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom is like, yeah, it doesn't fit. Like Tomorrowland, like just think of all the lands and then
Well, I'm thinking
Zootopia.
Fantasyland.
Again, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, Adventureland, Zootopia. It doesn't fit. Like it does not fit. Just as Galaxy's Edge
Utopia
doesn't fit
Land.
either. Like it doesn't really fit in that in those types of lands. Like, and I don't know that there is any theme because everything's going to be from a movie now. Like I don't know that there is any general themes unless they did. Like, didn't they tease at that Destination D that it could be Villain's Land or Villain's Lair or something like
Yeah,
that?
I'd be okay with a villain's lair. I like the idea of a land that is not specific to a movie. I do like that idea. But if I couldn't get Zootopia there, do you want to know what I'd really love to see back at the Magic Kingdom? But like a new and improved one.
Until.
You know what? Like, there's no point in talking. How do you know? How did you know what I was going to
Because I
say?
know, because you said bring back the only thing that's left has been that departed is Toontown.
I just love
Like that's the thing,
Toontown.
Toontown fit,
I
right?
love
Like
Toontown.
Toontown fits in Magic Kingdom.
It does. I would love to see a full Toontown at Magic Kingdom. I think that would be phenomenal. If
They
I
should
can't
put
have
Mickey and
Zootopia.
Minnie's. They should put Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad just like they have at Disneyland because it's far superior of a backdrop and then do something different. Bring back the Great Movie Ride is what they need to do. Could you imagine? That would be the best. Let's dream that one out.
Okay, so you're
Toontown,
putting
Mickey's
this in
and
the
Minnie's.
universe. Mickey
Yeah.
Minnie mo Runaway Railway moves to Magic Kingdom
Yeah.
inside Toontown
Yeah.
in the
And then
Magic
bring back
Kingdom.
the Great Movie Ride.
And then bring back the Great Movie Ride with new movies or the OG Great Movie Ride as it was.
I think OG would be good. Maybe they could spice it up a little bit, but
See, you're one of those like great movie ride people.
Well,
I wasn't always a fan of
the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad, but I like it in Disneyland, like when you see like how it fits at the Capitoon Theater and it's in Toontown. Yeah. And the queue is awesome. Like, it's way better of an experience there.
Right.
So.
Right.
But anyways, back to Magic Kingdom. So. Toontown.
Toontown.
But that's not going to happen. So then what?
Why do you say it's not going to happen?
I don't think they're going to put Toontown back there when they're dangling villains in front of us.
Yeah. You think people would be very disappointed if it was Toontown?
I think Toontown would be a great thing to, because it's for, like, it's full for families, like all the stuff for little kids. I think if anything is going to break a crowd and divert people, is something like Toontown.
Yes.
Because regardless of age. Mickey and Minnie's house were back there, but regardless of the theming or the IP or whatever, everyone with a little kid is going to end up in Toontown. Like, especially if they build it where they can play and, you know, like romper room around that place. Like, it'll be, and like at Disneyland, it's in the back. Like, you know, get people deep into the park to, you know, they're going to work their way there. And then when they get there, they're staying there for a little while, and that alleviates the rest of the park.
Yeah. But I like instead, that idea.
They're going to put, like, I think what they're going to put there, my guess is that I don't think they're going to put Zootopia there. And I think the Zootopia land's awesome. I think they're going to put that frozen land that they've done at the Asia parks. I think I think that's what they'll do. If they're not going to do something brand new, I bet you they're going to frozen land or whatever the heck it's called, Arendelle. They're going to Arendelle, pick it up, plop it into the Magic Kingdom.
See,
yep, princesses, you know, Fantasyland. Yeah. I think that fits in. That fits in, like, to do some sort of a fantasy theme. Like, it's got princesses. They're classic. They're new. Our new classic characters. You know, we have Tiana that's going to be there. We've got the princesses in the castle. You know, it falls a lot. It's more like that's now. You know, that's Frozen is turning into. Just the Disney canon of characters, right? Like they're just like any of the classics characters now, right? So,
yeah, but I don't know.
Unfortunately, Hopps and Nick Wilde aren't right. They don't fit.
But they need.
They fit a Magic Kingdom. They fit an Animal Kingdom.
So let's put it this way: I don't care where they put a Zootopia land, as long as they build it. Yeah, they can put it wherever they want. I don't care. Just build it. But I struggle with the Frozen only because we have a Frozen sing-along at Hollywood Studios. We have the Frozen ride at Epcot. And then we'd have an Arendelle in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems very disjointed to me.
I think that the demand for those characters is strong. And, you know, I always tell people, like, especially, you know, when you have the people that tell you that they don't need to go to Epcot because they just have little kids.
Yes.
Like, Disney does a fantastic job of putting something everywhere for everybody.
Yeah.
I could tell you five things to do with five wonderful things to do with smaller children at Epcot, because they make sure that there's something to do for everybody. And that's what I think about the Frozen. Like, big deal if there's the sing-along at one and the ride at Epcot. Like, they're 15-minute experiences, but you're going to have an afternoon experience in Arendelle. Like, you're gonna get in there, like, imagine, no one would ever leave, like, all these little kids, they'd be, oh my goodness, it'd just be a sea of like little girls and like white wigs.
It would divert
iridescent gowns.
it would divert a lot from Fantasyland. I think it could take some of the stress off the clumping in Fantasyland for some of the younger kids.
I think it depends on like the land, because I think anything that's new, or it depends on the type of rides, like anything that's new, there's going to be those first so many years where it's just a zoo regardless.
That's true. They right? could put a whole Bibbidi Bobbidi back there. They could put another one in there if they had like an Arendelle Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Well, I don't know what those lands are. I haven't really like did a deep dive, because like, why bother? We're not going to get to see them unless they bring it probably here. But But I think they're just going to do exact replicas, maybe tweak a few things, but they'll just be exact replicas of wherever they are in other parts of the world.
I'd be okay. Well, so then, yeah, so Zootopia Land could exist. Just pick it up and bring it here. And I'm okay if they put it in Animal Kingdom. But then
If
there's the
it's
whole
in
Indiana
film,
Jones things
that
that's
fits
supposed to
too.
come. Yes. Indiana Jones could fit in the back of Thunder Mountain too. Like I kind of see Indy in terms of the rocks, the whole,
But they're not going to do that
facade
because
back
they
there.
don't have a dinosaur ride to rehab. That's the problem.
reuse.
Yeah,
Very
they don't
true.
have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed, that would fit there. I think you could make that fit sort of, but I don't know what else they could like, unless if they do something new, like yeah, villains and heroes. But we found out they're doing like they're probably not going to do that because they've just told us they're putting it on a cruise ship. So maybe they were like, "Ooh, that's real good. Scratch that from the Magic Kingdom. Let's put that
Let's put it
on a
on a
cruise ship."
ship.
So, but I
Yeah.
don't know. Like I have a hard time thinking they would do something like different than what's already out there. Like if they've planned these lands and they're amazing, like why would they like what
Why
can
wouldn't
they
they
do to
just
think
rip
of
one off?
yeah, like why not? Like I think I could see them putting like a Marvel like an Avengers campus there too, but I don't think they can. Like I can see that being something
People would want.
people would probably want.
Yeah.
Because the ones that love Marvel, like their option is to go to California.
Yeah,
And if
there's
that's
not.
not a reality,
Yeah.
I could see that. But other than that, like I can't even really think of what.
But see, I'd rather see the Marvel stuff at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, true too. Yep.
I think it would fit there. I would love to see, obviously, them do something with the Muppets. I would love to see that, but I do think that probably would end up at Hollywood Studios. Although they did have the Muppets for a brief time at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I think it'd be neat if they could figure out ways to kind of sprinkle them in each of the parks somehow, like even just like little like activities or like for the
Yeah.
kids or something. But I know they'll never make a land,
Whole Muppet Land.
but yeah, something like what they did at Magic Kingdom was awesome. Like, why can't they just do that all the time?
I know, I don't understand why that went away.
Yeah.
Like it was so good to have the Muppets represented there. And a nice little afternoon show. It's not crowded. You don't have to go in somewhere, find seats. It kind of broke up the crowd. It kept the crowd together for a little bit, like the streetmosphere or whatever they call it.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm trying to think of what else I would
So
like.
you would do nothing in the Magic Kingdom. If it was up to you would
Be
leave the
okay with
Magic
that.
Kingdom, but
Maybe
you
that's
wouldn't
his.
object to Toontown.
I think Toontown would make
We
sense.
could convince you to accept a Toontown.
Yeah, because it's the kind of the way that it was originally. Yeah, Toontown would be okay. Yeah. Like, what would I like? I'd like a land that's all cats. Like, that's not gonna happen. Like, what am I want? I want a Muppet land. I want a land that's just like all the cat
All the cat
characters.
characters from every
That's it. It's
cartoon.
like a cat. It's like a cat village. Yeah, that's it. Just the cats. And the Cheshire Cat is a mayor. That's what I
Oh my
want.
gosh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah. And Thomas O'Malley is like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they need more at the Magic Kingdom. I think they need to space out the people. I think they need to give some reprieve to the attractions. I think they need more attractions.
Think they need more attractions. I think there's a jillion attractions there. Like, but what if they did like a whole other theme park? That's how you break it up if there's all of a sudden another theme park that's
Another
brand
theme
new with
park.
really cool things, and maybe people like Magic Kingdom's like, oh, this is so like, oh, yesterday. It's so like 1971. Oh,
The new park.
let's go to the new park. No, I don't know.
Oh, wouldn't that be
I
amazing?
think that would just mean there would be more people just generally everywhere.
I
Not
think
just at
so.
the
I think so
Magic
too.
Kingdom, but
Well,
yeah,
if I have my wish,
we'll
it's either Zootopia or Toontown. I love the idea of the villains, but I just don't know that they belong in the Magic Kingdom.
And I think that they'd have to be so creative to, like, they'd have to pick a certain villain to centralize it around or something. Like, I don't know how they would. It's just easier to replicate a land or that exists in a movie.
And I think that villains don't belong. The Magic Kingdom to me is a happy place, and villains are not happy people. So I would put the villains land either at Hollywood or at Epcot somewhere. I think Hollywood. I don't think it fits at Epcot. Carrie's like, you should see her face. She's like, don't touch my Epcot. I don't think it belong. I don't think villains belong in Magic Kingdom, unless they're part of some other character's story where they triumph over the villain.
But it'd be dark rides and maybe a roller coaster.
Maybe. But yeah, I don't know. But that's okay. So those are my wishes. Toontown or Zootopia? And you, nothing, but you'll accept Toontown.
Toontown.
There you go.
Yeah, that's our not going to happen, though.
I don't think any of them are going to happen.
Hopefully, if they don't tell us at D23 what's happening.
They have to tell us.
The Honda Center's coming down. They'll be like, sorry.
People will lose their marbles.
If they don't tell us enough stuff about the parks on that, I think it's a Saturday. There's not going to be a Honda Center for the Legends on Sunday night. Let me just tell you.
I know.
If it's another expo where they don't tell us much, it's not going to be pretty.
But we should know. With Epic Universe coming next year, I think they gotta come out with some big news. Like, looky here, look what we're gonna do.
Unless it's like, they gotta have it figured out though. Like, I think they dangle these ideas because they don't know, and maybe, like you said, feeling it out. What do you guys think about a villains thing? And they're like, they went crazy. But then when they started talking about how the heck they're gonna be creative and do a whole land that's villains, maybe they're like, oh, but maybe we should move this one over to the next cruise ship. Like, you know, I think when the last couple of years, they've just kind of like said, maybe, and then everyone goes, ooh, ah, and freaks out and screams because they say villains and everybody loves villains, but they haven't said anything at all concrete. So are they going to have concrete things by August?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope so. Because when are they building it?
I don't know. It takes forever to build something.
I know. That's the only thing. It
takes forever if they already have the plans. Like, if they're just going to move one land from one thing, they copy from copy and paste. It still takes a long time.
Control C, control B. Drop it in.
It's still going to take multiple, many, many, many years. So. If they're going to confirm that they're doing something, they're pretty far along in the process.
Yeah, they must have all their plans and stuff.
If not, then they'll just be like, we'll do the same thing.
They'll get us all riled up about whatever.
They keep talking about the Disneyland Forward stuff, about what they're going to do at Disneyland. Like, I follow a vlogger, podcaster who's always talking about it, and it's just like,
It's still just a pipe dream.
One thing to the next. Like, I think it's moving along, but nothing's been confirmed. But the speculation that he can do, and the guessing and the dreaming and he's got his idea of what could happen and whatever, is like all across the like the boards, like with all the property and what they can do, is just like there's so many possibilities. But what's really gonna happen?
We have no idea what's really gonna happen. And I think, and people make entire careers out of speculating what's going to happen.
And if they got nothing to share, then they'll be like, guess what, everybody? The Main Street Electrical Parades. Back to the Magic Kingdom.
That would be amazing.
The Night Parades coming back to Disneyland. Like, that's what they'll be doing if they got nothing to say. And that'll get everybody, like, going crazy. But then, they'll be like, wait a minute.
Wouldn't it be amazing if they could like bring back some old stuff, or even just like make a whole land back there that's for Christmas and it has the Osborne lights, or, you know, things that are seasonal. Maybe it's a land of festivals.
Parties.
You know, they love their festivals. Maybe Magic Kingdom's getting its own festival.
Yeah, maybe.
Like a land for all the like ripoffs of food and wine and the Christmas tree stroll and cookies and trick-or-treating, and there's this whole land that they've developed just
All
for
in
that.
one.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that.
You never know.
Probably, but I got a better. My cat land is gonna,
Your
the cat
Catland
lady
might show,
land.
yeah, it might show up. It might show up. Well, we're gonna have to just wait and see, Carrie. Hopefully, the only thing we can hope for is that Tiana opens soon so that we can all get a look at that.
And then that'll keep everybody happy.
Yeah, I'm excited
And
for that. I always
then we'll
felt though
see.
Splash was a bit of a long ride. You know, I don't like long rides. I don't
I
like
like it.
when you go in and it's like 15 minutes to go through the ride.
You know what I
I don't
always
like
liked
that.
about Splash? Because I didn't go on, like, I wouldn't go on it all the time, but like, whenever I did, I'd be so delightfully surprised with how long it is. I'm like, oh, I forget that you go here and there and up another one. And it's just, you think, oh, is it now? There's no, well, the ride's just begun. And it's just, I always was delighted when I remembered how long the
Delighted,
ride was. Delighted, because I like a long
delighted.
ride. You wait in line forever. You want to get your.
See, and that's the same. That's why I didn't like the Great Movie Ride either. It was too long. It was too long. I didn't like it.
I like it. Long
Yeah,
time to sit.
I remember when Splash Mountain first opened, and we were there. I think it was opening weekend, and we were there, and we waited. And this is what I say to people all the time. They're like, "Oh my gosh, the wait's an hour." Seriously, back in the day, you got in line and you had no idea. It could have been 15 minutes. It could have been 4 hours. You didn't know. You didn't care. You just stood in
Just
line. You just stood in line and hoped. When
the
Toy Story
old-fashioned
Midway
way.
Mania opened, when they were doing testing, my sister and I waited over 5 hours for that one.
Wow.
Yeah, because we didn't know it was going to be 5 hours. That's the point. When you get in line, you have no concept. Like, I wouldn't wait 5 hours today for something because I would know it was 5 hours. But when you get in line, you have no idea. I remember when I was a kid getting in line for Space Mountain. And you know, when you first walk in the gate of Space Mountain, we'd be stopped right there. That was the line. And you waited in it and you rode and then you got off and you got back in line.
Yeah, did it all
So,
over again.
exactly. So, anyway, that's my soapbox. Okay. So, we have our dreams. I don't think any of them are coming true. I hate to say that. But we can think positive because we're a positive podcast. So,
Of
Carrie,
course. Yep.
what? Oh, I got the jingle. Jingle
We'll
on
do it
Zoom.
next time.
Okay, next time we're doing the jingle. Oh, I do this all the time. Carrie, we're at the end of the podcast. Do you
The
have
jingleless,
something?
we are at
The
the end
jingle
of the
is fine.
jingleless
I meant to do
podcast.
it
Oh.
between the Daz conversation and the park conversation.
Are you sure that instead of us confessing, why don't you just
You know
wait and
what?
when you're
Maybe I
editing
put
it, see
it
if you can
in.
fit it in?
Maybe I put it in and
And
there'll
then
be
and
and
now
then
and
they'll hear
now
this
listen to
part.
us.
I
And they'll be
know.
like
Well,
boneheads.
because you know what happens? We keep talking and I don't know how to cut it out. So anyway, so if you heard the jingle, ta-da.
If not, we'll probably
if
forget
not,
it next time. Sorry, Susan.
Carrie, did you have
Yeah.
something that brought you joy this week? What was your pixie
Well,
dust this
my
week?
pixie dust is that I'm just a few sleeps away from my next puzzle
Oh
competition.
my God. See, she's gonna do this again this year. It's all puzzle
Puzzle, puzzle,
competition.
puzzle. So
We
Glenn and I
need a
have
jingle
been
for you. Puzzle, puzzle,
puzzle,
puzzle.
puzzle, puzzle. Glenn and I have been furiously practicing our puzzling.
That's
So
amazing.
on, well, yeah, it's very soon. So then the next
That's amazing.
podcast, maybe not, depending on
Well,
how
because
we
we'll be
have
doing
the
trip reports, so I bet
report.
that Carrie's pixie dust for the next
I think you should
five
do it.
episodes.
I think you should do a poll. Would you rather hear our trip report or Carrie's time at the puzzling competition? That'll determine. That's, you know, it's like choose your own adventure. We'll
Yes.
record the podcast and then you can vote. Who would you like to
Which
hear
one would you
first?
prefer? Which one do you want to hear
Just
first?
get the puzzle one done and over with. Please.
Oh my gosh. So you and Glenda have been practicing?
Yeah, practicing, puzzling on our own and together, and excited that it's like so soon because they did it. It was in like October, and then it's at the start of May, so like they didn't even make us wait a whole year.
That's pretty awesome. And you're doing
So,
singles?
singles, doubles, and quad. We're
Look
doing
at
all of them
you.
this
Look
time.
at doing them all. If you go
Doing
broke,
them
go
all. Yep,
home.
it's 2 days
Do it
this
all.
time. So it's like a weekend away. It's 2 days full of puzzling. They pretty much doubled
That's
all of the
amazing,
spots.
Carrie.
So like it's crazy. Like it sold out not that long ago, but it was pretty much like high percentage, like 70, 80, whatever percent sold out almost from the very beginning. There's that many puzzlers to like double it up. Oh my goodness.
That's
It's gonna be
incredible.
crazy. So that's exciting. Very, very, very exciting in my life right now. 'Cause other than that, it's just work.
Yeah.
Fun.
Gotcha. And
How about
vacation,
you?
'cause we
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. But other than that, it's just
I know. We really
work.
just
Work,
work to
work,
pay for the vacation, so
work. Work,
yeah.
work, and then you go
Yeah.
on vacation, which is fun, and then you come back and it's like work again.
Work, work, work.
So
Yep.
it's but it's puzzling this time.
Yes. Awesome.
Puzzling and vacation. So what about your pixie dust?
Well, my pixie dust. I can't remember if I talked about this on the podcast or not. Well, probably not because it's not very good news.
Oh dear.
I went to the mailbox a few weeks ago and ta-da, I got a speeding ticket in the mail. Some stupid camera caught me. Get this. You know why? Because it's Toronto. I was speeding to get to work. So I wasn't even coming home. It was the street right before I turned into the parking lot at work. I was
Oh.
going 41 in a 30.
Oh
In a
my goodness.
30. I was probably so excited that in my hour-long drive to work, I could manage to go beyond 30 because my entire drive to work is like stop and go traffic. So when I get to that little side street, maybe
It's
it's
like
only a block long. I must have been booking it, whatever. 41 in a 30. Now I know where the camera is.
pedal to the metal.
I saw it after I got my ticket in the mail. I'm like, where's this camera? And then lo and behold, there's a big sign up on the street that says speed camera that
Yeah.
I never noticed. Anyway, so I got my ticket. That's not my pixie dust. I come home, I try to pay the ticket online. It's not there. So then I phone the number. They hang up on me. They say, we have too many calls. Try again later. They hang up. So I'm thinking, I'm gonna have to go to the post office or something to pay this ticket. But then I see this little thing that says you have to email them because they're so busy. You have to email them and request that they put your
Oh my
citation
goodness.
online so you can pay it.
How else are you supposed to
You have
pay
to go to like the DMV or whatever. I'm not waiting in a line at the
it?
DMV to pay this ticket. So the $65
Ay,
ticket,
yo.
then there's $20 service fee on top of it. So it's an $85 ticket. So I emailed them and said, please, please let me pay you online. And then 3 weeks later, this week, my pixie dust, after all
I
that,
can't
my pixie
believe
dust
it.
is that I went online and my citation is now online. So I could pay it online. So I didn't have to go to the DMV. But they did charge me an additional $4 service fee for paying it online. So the $20 service fee did not cover the online service fee, but that's fine. So $90 later, Francine has paid her speeding ticket,
And she's
and
full of pixie dust.
that is my pixie dust. I did not need to go to the DMV to do it. And now every day that I drive down that street, I try not to
Yeah.
speed in
You gotta
front of the camera.
slow down.
Well, apparently, because there's a radio station in my building. So when I posted this on Instagram that I got a speeding ticket and where I got the speeding ticket, a whole bunch of people that work with me messaged me to say, well, did you hear all the guys at the radio station also got speeding tickets on that street? And I'm like, why doesn't nobody tell me about this street is notorious for speeding tickets? And then they're like, well, make sure you stop at the stop sign because there's a cop that always sits on the corner. I'm like, oh my goodness, thank you for telling me. So that's my pixie dust. I got to pay my speeding ticket online.
Probably. I think that's got to go in the Pixie Dust Hall of Fame.
Come on, it's good news. You know what it's like here trying to go to like the DMV. The sloths that you see in Zootopia, they are replicas of real life. And are, you know, you,
bad. It's just the lineups.
Oh, the lineups are killers. You know how you go when you have to go there? You know what my trick is? I go 15 minutes before closing. You go first thing in the morning, those guys got all day. They got 8 hours to kill. They're paid to be there all day. They don't need to move fast. But 4:45, they get to get out of here when they're done. They're moving like Speedy Gonzales.
Interesting.
That's my trip. My tick. My trip. My tip.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Pixie dust for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you said the pixie dust that keeps giving.
All right. Well, if you made it this far in the podcast, thank you for listening.
We're sorry.
And we're sorry. Well, you know what? The first 5 minutes is on us. The rest is on them. If they did host a second lesson.
Hoping that you think like they listen, hoping it's gonna get better. It's gonna turn a the story's gonna turn a corner. And it's gonna, oh boy,
yes. Well, thank you for listening and leave us a rating and review. Tell a friend, share online. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Fan Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode.
Make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast player so you'll get a new episode every week. And find us on social media too. We'd love to hear from you.
Till next time, remember, you are never too old to be young. Chase your dreams and design your own happily ever after.